gave signatures of short gamma ray bursts in active galactic nuclei, by Chengchao Yuan et al. The joint detection of gravitational waves and the gamma ray counterpart of a binary neutron star merger event, GW170817, unambiguously validates the connection between short gamma ray bursts and compact binary object, CBO, mergers. We focus on a special scenario where short gamma ray bursts produced by CBO mergers are embedded in disks of active galactic nuclei, AGN, and we investigate the gamma ray emission produced in the internal dissipation region via synchrotron, synchrotron self-Compton and external inverse Compton, EIC, processes. In this scenario, isotropic thermal photons from the AGN disks contribute to the EIC component. We show that a low-density cavity can be formed in the migration traps, leading to the embedded mergers producing successful GRB jets. We find that the EIC component would dominate the GAVE emission for typical CBO mergers with an isotropic equivalent luminosity of LJ, ISO equals 10 to the power of 48.5 ERGS1, which are located close to the central supermassive black hole. Considering a long-lasting jet of duration TDER approximately 10 squared minus 10 cubed s, we find that the future CTA will be able to detect its 25 minus 100 giga electron volts emission out to a redshift z equals 1.0. In the optimistic case, it is possible to detect the on-axis extended emission simultaneously with GWs within one decade using MAGIC, HESS, Veritas, CTA, and LHAASOWCDA. Early diagnosis of prompt emissions with Fermi GBM and HAWC can provide valuable directional information for the follow-up observations. This was GAVE Signatures of Short Gamma Ray Bursts in Active Galactic Nuclei, by Chengchao Yuan et al.